I wish to register a complaint. Hello, miss?
What do you mean, miss? Oh, I'm sorry, I have a cold. I wish to make a complaint.
Oh, sorry, we're closing for lunch.
Never mind that, my lad. I wish to complain about this parrot, what I purchased not half an hour ago from this very boutique.
Oh, yes, sir, the Norwegian blue. What's wrong with it?
I'll tell you what's wrong with it, my lad. It's dead. That's what's wrong with it.
No, I see. It's resting. Look.
Look, my lad, I know a dead parrot when I see one, and I'm looking at one right now.
No, that's not dead. It's resting.
Resting?
Yeah, resting. Remarkable bird, the Norwegian blue, innit? Beautiful plumage.
The plumage don't enter into it. It's stone dead.
No, it's resting.
All right, then. If it's resting, I'll wake it up. Hello, Polly! I've got a nice fresh cuttlefish for you if you wake up, Mr. Polly Parrot!
There, he moved.
No, he didn't. That was you pushing the cage.
I didn't.
Yes, you did. Hello, Polly! Wakey, wakey! Rise and shine! This is your 9 o'clock alarm call! Now, that's what I call a dead parrot.
No, he's stunned.
Stunned?
Yeah, you stunned him just as he was waking up. Norwegian blue stunned easily.
Oh, my lad, I've had enough of this. That parrot is definitely deceased. And when I bought it not half an hour ago, you assured me that its total lack of movement was due to it being tired and shagged out after a long squawk.
Well, he's pining for the fjords.
Pining for the fjords? What kind of talk is that? Look, why did it fall flat on its back the moment I got it home?
Oh, well, the Norwegian blue prefers keeping on its back. Beautiful plumage.
Look, I took the liberty of examining that parrot, and I discovered that the only reason that it had been sitting on its perch in the first place was that it had been nailed there.
Oh, but of course it was nailed there. I mean, if I hadn't nailed it there, it would have muscled up to those bars and boom!
Look here, mate. This parrot wouldn't boom if you put 4,000 volts through it. It's bleeding demised.
No, it's pining.
It's not pining. It's passed on. This parrot is no more. It has ceased to be. It's expired and gone to see its maker. This is a late parrot. It's a stiff, bereft of life. It rests in peace. If you hadn't nailed it to the perch, it would be pushing up the daisies. It's rung down the curtain and joined the choir invisible. This is an ex-parrot.